It's been nearly 3 months since a suspect was released without charges following an arrest in Port Moody related to Trina Hunt's murder case. On June 6, which would have been her 50th birthday, a family spokesperson confirmed to the Tri-City News a man arrested in connection with her death was released without charges. Investigators could not disclose the identity of the suspect as the case remains active and ongoing. Now, Trina's loved ones have renewed their call for any information that could lead to an arrest or charges, along with a cash reward of $50,000. The large sum was first publicly announced on June 1, 2021, in a statement from the family read by the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, which explained the money was brought together by Trina's parents, Charles and Diana Ibbett, as well as her brother Brad and his wife, Jen. In the latest update, Hunt's family confirmed that Ian Hunt, Trina's husband, is not contributing to the reward. Since then, more signs have been posted around the Tri-Cities and Metro Vancouver regions in hopes someone will step forward with tips, regardless of how small or irrelevant it may seem. "We will not give up and we will continue to fight for you, Trina. You deserve nothing less," reads a social media post on Thursday, August 25, about the renewed reward. As of this morning, August 29, the post has reached around 95,000 views. "I have complete confidence that this has reached the eyes of those who need to see it," added family spokesperson Stephanie Ibbett, Hunt's cousin-in-law. "It may seem simple or silly to care so much, but knowing that this many people care about hashtag justice for Trina gives us so much hope and renewal of faith in the world after a deeply traumatic time." Timeline revisited: Hunt was found dead in a rural area south of Silver Creek, just outside of Hope, BC, on March 29, 2021. Investigators publicly confirmed her remains on May 1 the same year. She was reported missing to the Port Moody Police Department, PMPD, on January 18 earlier that year. In the months that followed, more than 500 volunteers spent 1,200 hours searching and covering 2,000 kilometers of land in an ensuing search for the 48-year-old woman. IHIT's arrest in June 2022 had also marked 1 year since the last known activity related to the Hunt's case was made public, in which officers executed search warrants at two homes, including Hunt's Heritage Mountain residence and one in Mission, where a vehicle was taken for evidence. 2 months later, in August 2021, the Hunt family held an intimate celebration of life among friends and peers. No other information has been made available since the suspect was released without charges, and Ibbett told the Tri-City News the update was disappointing to the family. "We thought we would maybe have reason to celebrate in a new way today, but that's not the case. Instead, it's another blow," she said. "This is a warning to the person or the people that did that, killed Hunt. I think this is their warning that IHIT has not forgotten." On June 6, witnesses told the Tri-City News one person came out of Hunt's home in handcuffs around 4 p.m. after police swarmed the residence. IHIT confirmed an arrest was made at a Port Moody home in connection to her case and that the suspect was cooperative. A police spokesperson explained officers rushed inside the home, spoke with the man inside and took him into custody, and investigators had obtained sufficient information that led to the arrest. Anyone with details or tips regarding Hunt's homicide is strongly urged to call IHIT at 1-877-551-4448 or email ihitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca. Anonymous contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or go online to www.solvecrime.ca.